to the Sandpoint City Council meeting of August 9th, 2022. The meeting is called to order at 7:02. Roll call, please, Jay.
Marita?
Yes.
Alan?
Here.
Jack? Arlene?
Here.
Danny?
Here.
Shirley?
Here.
All right, we have a quorum. We'll move on to the first order of business, is the approval of agenda. At this time, are there any additions or corrections to the agenda?
Make a motion to approve the agenda.
Okay.
I'll second, Ms. Marita.
We have a motion by Shirley, second by Marita. Roll call, please, Jay.
Arlene?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
All right, motion carries. We'll go on to our next order of business, which is the consent agenda. There's one item on the consent agenda, the minutes of the regular meeting of July 20th, 2022. Has everyone had a chance to read the minutes and see?
I saw a couple corrections that needed to be made.
Okay.
On the consent agenda last meeting, I made the motion to approve it and Marita seconded it. And then there's a small typo on the reports, unreported. A T missing, and then your public works director, a third sentence down, a fourth service, it says serviced was provided. The D doesn't need to be there. And that was it.
Okay, thanks, Shirley. Any other corrections? Okay. See, none. We have a motion to accept the consent agenda as corrected.
I make a motion to accept the minutes of July 20, 2022 as corrected.
Okay, motion by Arlene. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Shirley. Roll call, please, Jim.
Alan?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
All right, motion carries. Okay. Move on to the next item of business is reports. On the first report, there is none. Curtis is out. So we'll go on to the second, which is the administrator's report with Jordan Keelan.
Thank you. Good evening, Mr. Mayor, council, staff, and guests. Not a lot to add since our last meeting, fairly short time period. I did want to point out that I kicked out the RFP for the building repair. The bids were tentatively due the 16th of August. However, I did speak with a couple interested parties, and they asked for a bit more time to get their bids in, so I'm going to re-notice it with an extend out about a week. That way, you know, all parties have an equal chance to review and submit any proposals. And then tomorrow at 1 o'clock, I'll be meeting with the new principal at the school, which I'll bring up the concept of a part-time student employee for various departments, just to get their take on it and see what they need to do on their end. That's about what I have.
All right. Thanks, Jordan. Any comments or questions for Jordan? I see none. Thank you. We'll move on to the next report. This is the Department of Public Safety, which I think Dave is on vacation. I don't see any of his officers. So we'll go on to the next report, which is EMS, with EMS Director Carmen Homer.
Right. So Rescue One had 16 calls, 7 tone outs, 9 minute backs, and we're on the works of an EMS.
All right. Thanks, Carmen. Any questions or comments for Carmen? Seeing none at this time. Thank you, Carmen. Okay, we'll move on to the next report, which is Fire Chief Robert Kadadi.
Yes, good evening, everyone. The fire department had zero calls in the month of July. I had just been conducting maintenance to equipment and fire station, planning some training for this month, which will happen next weekend. The fire boat is on the dock waiting on parts to get one of the engines repaired, and then it will be put back in the water and put in service. And that is all.
All right. Thanks, Robert. Any comments or questions for Rob? All right, seeing none. Thank you.
Excuse me, Mr. Mayor. Can you hear me, Jim?
Yeah. Yes, Jack.
Yeah, I called in here a few seconds ago, but I waited to get a spot here. Let you know I'm on.
Okay, thanks. Thank you, Jack.
Thank you.
On to our next report. There was no comments. Okay, thanks, Rob. The next is Public Works with Public Works Director Julius Carlson.
Meeting for July. We've just been keeping up with the daily stuff at the shop, the garbage and the water plants. We've been shorthanded, so. Servicing equipment, keeping the roads graded, and filled the sinkhole by the reservoir, hauled a couple vehicles from Peter Pan property, ordered some parts for a few vehicles, and helped the harbor deploy some oil boom to contain small holes.
All right. All right, thank you, Julius. Any comments or questions for Julia?
Is that sinkhole by the reservoir, is that related to the damage from the earthquake that we're looking at? Or is that in different areas?
It's an assumption. We're guessing it is, but we can't be positive.
Oh, okay.
We never noticed it until after the earthquake, but, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Arnie. Any other comments or questions for Julius? All right, same here and done. We'll move on to the next report, is Water and Sewer Supervisor Dylan Jacobson.
Hello. We had a meeting with Jordan, the mayor, and Trident representatives regarding their potential upcoming water service connection. Alaska Geothermal, the contractors with the ANTHC, are here on the lift station project for the jumps in Mud Bay. Completed monthly reports, water samples, weed whacked around the school pump house area and some dumpsters. Helped pick up some appliances by dumpsters and in the harbor. Used maintenance kits on our chlorine analyzers, cleaned up turbidimeters and flow meters, cleaned up around the water plant.
All right. Thank you, Dylan. Any comments or questions for Dylan? On to the next report, which is Harbor Master Alan Kuchinoff.
Hello. Month of July, we cleaned out the oil bins, delivered the used oil to Public Works, did some maintenance work on the big travel lift in the work truck. Guys had oil booms out 4 days for the oil spill. We hauled a few boats, did a couple garbage runs. Head is still caught on fire on A float. We ordered and received the hardware for the wall project. One guy was out to a back injury. He's back on duty as of yesterday. And that's all I got to report.
All right. Thanks, Alan. Any questions or comments for Alan? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to the next item of business, which under hearings, ordinance, and resolutions, there's none. Also, under old business, there's none. So we go on to new business, which first item is boat impoundment and sale. And have the floor to Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So right now there's several derelict vessels in the harbor that pose a threat to public safety, the environment, and they take up space that could otherwise be leased to paying boat owners to store their boats. The city does have the authority to impound the boats under Title 11 Boat Harbor Facilities. So the city can impound the boats and then has the option to sell the boats. The city's done this in the past, most notably and recently was the Barren Islands. It also did it, I believe, with the Tippy as well. So it's not a very complex process, but because it does involve government taking private property, there are steps we have to follow, and it does give boat owners a notice period before any action is taken. So the first step would be to give them a 20-day notice stating that the city is going to impound the boat. And then they have a 20-day, so there's a 20-day period where they can, you know, either pay or present an argument or just contact us. You know, but we would need a 72-hour notice, and then if there's no notice, that's we can, the city can still move forward. So once the boat's impounded, then there's another period where the city can go, you know, give a 20-day notice to the last known owner or agent or register. Once that takes place, then the city can offer the boat for sale at a minimum bid. If there's no bidders, then the city has the option to negotiate a private sale or destroy the boat. You know, right now, some of the boats that have been lined up haven't seen the water in many years and probably won't see the water ever again. So those are the boats we would focus on first. It will take some legwork administratively going to find out who actually owns the last known owner. A lot of these boats, the record keeping may not have been as good as, say, a used vehicle in Anchorage to register it, so it does make it somewhat more difficult to track down the last owner. But working with the harbor master, we will start going through the registries to find out the last known owner and initiate a process from there.
Okay. Thanks, Jordan. Any comments or questions for Jordan? Okay, so, Jordan.
Okay, just follow up. So if the city does impound and then sees a boat, if there's no bidder, the city again can either denegotiate sale or it can just destroy it. So if there's any wooden vessels that aren't claimed or just go unbid, it could be a good opportunity for the fire department to get out and some real life practice. That's not the goal behind this, of course, but that's one side benefit.
Thank you. Thanks, Jordan. So, at this time, do we have a motion or direction for staff to move forward with the boat impound and sale?
Yeah, I think it's time to get rid of some of those old boats that are sitting up there. Try to find out who some of the people are left around them, but some of them are so old, I don't know if we're going to be able to find some.
Okay, we have a motion by Arlene. Do we have a second?
I feel the same way.
Okay, let's go back.
Did you make the motion?
Yeah. I ask for a motion. Do you just want to keep
it? I have a motion.
So
I'll make a motion.
Okay. I have a motion and a second by Shirley. And then a roll call.
Okay. Marita?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
All right, motion carries. All right, we'll move on to the next item of business, new business number two. It's Trident Water Connection Discussion, which we discussed fully in our workshop. And at this time, we'll move on, unless there's any further discussion.
I'd like to make a comment. This is Marita.
Okay, go ahead, Marita.
I just want to thank Dylan for the information that he gave and also from the other two people that called into the workshop from Trident. Thanks for the information.
All right. Thanks, Marita. Any other comments at this time on the water connection?
Yeah, I just think we need more information. It doesn't sound like our system right now is, as everything's going, can handle this extra load. So they're supposed to get us some more information.
All right. Thank you, Shirley. Any other comments at this time? Transwater. All right, hearing none, we'll move on to the next item of business, which is public comments. Hi.
Thank you. I don't think this is a city problem, but we have some derelict vehicles in the harbor. There is not enough room to park when the season's going on. There's not enough room to park. And I don't know what you can do about it, but that should not be a vehicle, whether old or new, or used or not used, storage area. You should use it to go park when you go fishing and take it home when you get back. There's a couple, two or three, that need to have something done, and I don't know how you take care of it. But if you could do something, that would be nice for the people that do need parking spots to go to work.
All right, thanks, Edie. That's a question others have had, so I'm not sure how we come to these vehicles.
Stickers.
Okay.
Yeah.
We stickered them before around town that they were left somewhere.
So some of them, for instance, like some of the drifters, I know they have a car for a few weeks in summer, but are they okaying where they park?
Yeah, there's a little section for them to park.
So some of them are parked, I'm not sure how to...
But they're not parked in, you know, like where everybody else parks, like that right. One booth. Because I got people that park all the way down to the crane mm-hmm. sometimes during some of these openers.
Oh, okay. So the question is, which are the deserted trucks versus the ones that are able, are allowed to park them? So I'm saying, well, make sure we don't throw the wrong one. All right. Thanks, Edie. Any other public comments? All right, seeing none at this time. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
For public comment?
Yeah.
When you impound your boat, excuse me, I don't put my voice out there too far, but I know one guy who has purchased the boat from the city and had a hell of a time to get the documentation. So if there's something that the city could put together, like some kind of a letter that they could provide to a document company that might take care of it. But as far as I know, it took them like 3 years to get the documentation on your vessel. If the city could put a letter together on the steps that you went through, and this is where the vessel is, and they're derelict owner and what have you, it might speed up that process.
Thanks. Jordan?
I just touch on that. Are you referring to the Tippy?
Yeah.
There was a Coast Guard lien on it that was extremely difficult to get removed. That was the main blocking on that. But once it was removed, there was a bill of sale that was created, and the sale was registered with the state and the Coast Guard. So anything with a lien is extremely difficult to sell.
There was more problems with that. Before the city took it, I tried to bid and get the book myself. So it had to have the previous owner sign off. And he still owed like $50,000, so he wouldn't sign off because the bank was still held him responsible for that. And I don't know if that's in your process or not. But if there's some kind of documentation or a letter from the city that shows what happened, it would sure make it a lot simpler.
Yeah, we can provide the paperwork for that. This is part of the process.
Even if it's an LLC?
Okay, thanks. All right. Any other public comments? All right. Hearing and seeing none, we'll move on to council comments. at this time. Any council comments? Harley?
I have a question for Jordan. On the incinerator, last year we had to apply for a grant.
Yes.
Is that coming up again? Is that something we can apply for?
Yes, we can reapply. The application period has not started yet.
Okay.
Yeah, but we can reuse most of last year's efforts.
Thanks, Harley. Any other council comments?
I just want to say thank you for all your reports and keeping us up to date. Always good to hear.
Thanks, Shirley.
Did you, were we bringing up the battery this year?
Yeah, we were supposed to. One of the council members would ask a question about how we get rid of the batteries on the dock.
We got a quote for like 24 cents a pound, and it's kind of, it's somewhere, the guesstimate is around 12,000.
Sure. Dollars a pound, sorry.
Dollars.
Sorry. Is it cost us?
It's going to cost us, yeah.
Last time we stood around the coastal, it's out for free.
I changed.
Yeah, we were offered help from one of the tribes.
Well, Arlene was supposed to have, whoops. Well, the Palaf Harbor tribe was going to help with the shipment down, and we were going to pay for the company to pick up the batteries, and that's 24 cents a pound.
Which is still a bit of money, but we're trying to get it okay to move them, I guess. We're working at the process of getting them kind of boat out of town. Pardon me?
And just to clarify for the Paul Power Track, we are working with the city on trying to help get those batteries removed, and we are in the process of getting approval from our granting agency to do that.
On the shipping, and then the city moves it from wherever the dock to wherever they end. That would be our end of it. But there's a lot of them. So I guess that's what we're doing. We're in the process of moving them. So, just a comment, I guess. Arlene?
I guess I'll go to Jordan again, since you're going up to the school. Are we going to be looking at a student rep again for this school year?
I'll run the principal tomorrow.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Arlene. Any further council comments at this time? Or
a comment on those batteries. I'm sorry, they're not a council. But those batteries, there's a lot of boats that go in between here, Kodiak or here and Homer. And might be able to get it a lot cheaper if you had an outlet within the state. And I don't know if there is one. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, we're using the process that was used before at this point. But something we could probably look into. Thanks.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. If there's no other council comments at this time, we move on to adjournment. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
We have a motion by Arlene. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Shirley.
I'll second, Ms. Marita.
Okay. Shirley, you too, but thanks, Marita. And see you. Adjourned at 7:26.